3 years after the revolution in Egypt, has anything really changed? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we'll look at how the last 3 years have fared for Egypt, and especially the Coptic Christians. A hint? It's not great. And then stay tuned to hear about an audio Bible ministry that bit off a little more than they could chew. It's about big ideas, big prayer, and bigger answers. But first, June marked the three-year anniversary of the Egyptian protests that eventually led to the removal of President Mohamed Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood. It doesn't seem like much has improved since then, though, especially for the religious minority. Since May, religious violence has grown at an alarming rate. There have been at least 12 attacks against Christians and churches, but little has been done to stop it. Sat7's Rex Rogers explains.
It's extremists who hate Christians and Christianity, who hate Christ, who hate the church, and who see attacks on them as a means of shoring up their status within their group, and they religiously believe this is the right thing to do.
He says one of the most important things that we can do for them is pray.
And that sounds like, oh yeah, there he goes, you know, prayer. That's so easy and so hard both to do, but I mean, serious prayer, we believe, don't we, as Christians, that prayer changes things and prayer protects and God responds. So prayer, obviously.
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television network to the Middle East and North Africa. And the benefit of that, says Rogers, is that you can let believers know they're not forgotten.
We can get on air and we can say to all those people, Western Christians are aware. They are praying for you. They are part of the body of Christ. They know you're part of the body of Christ. That's a huge deal in terms of encouragement and fellowship.
Up next, the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom just released a report that says, all too often, the refugees trying to come to the U.S. are being turned away before they get their fair say.
We believe at Bethany that we're the hands and feet of Christ. And if I can, you know, get to my knees and become face-to-face with a little four-year-old that just literally crossed into the U.S. and is so afraid and had a horrendous journey, and if I can say, you know what, you're safe now, it's just an unbelievable thing to do.
Now, the goal of the system is to tell the true refugees apart from the fakers, but many times those in true danger are overlooked and unprepared. That's where Bethany Christian Services comes in.
What the report is highlighting is that's not a humanitarian process. That doesn't take into account the complexities of our system.
Dana Anderson of Bethany says there's nothing like sharing the hope of the gospel with someone who desperately needs it.
So they get case management services, they get access to medical treatment, they have the ability to talk with somebody, and that allows them then to kind of work through their trauma so that they're prepared when they go before an asylum officer to share why they should be able to remain here in the U.S.
And last year, Audio Scripture Ministries gave out 5,000 audio Bibles in India. Now, they're thankful for God's blessing to do this, but each year it still seems like it's never enough. J.P. Sundararajan with Audio Scripture Ministry shares.
I have oftentimes walked out of the distribution hall and looked into the eyes of people who say, hey, do you have any more of those audio Bibles? And for a long time, it was devastating to look at them and say, we don't have any more. Please pray that God will provide.
So this year, ASM staff dared to ask the question, how many audio Bibles could they distribute if they weren't limited by money? The bold number was 25,000 audio Bibles, and that seemed impossible. But then God connected ASM with another ministry that wanted to help.
Now we're on track to get 25,000 audio Bibles that we hope to distribute throughout different parts of India. And it's really been a wonderful testament to God's provision. And also, I think for me, it was a lesson in learning to trust God. It was definitely a God-sized problem, and God came through in a wonderful way.
People want to know what they can do to help. Yes, you can give funds, but you can also
pray for our team in India. We have a pretty small team that caters to a pretty large group of people who need audio Bibles.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.